Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think if our next doctor could put a spell on everyone, it would be like, get your shot. I'm putting a spell on you. Just go and get your shot right now. Dr. Allison Arwady is Chicago's public health commissioner. Would that be your wish? Would that be your spell?
That would absolutely be my spell. No doubt about it.
I bet. Thanks for joining us today. I saw you got your flu shot. Was that on Friday?
Yep, that was on Friday. For those who remember, for years now, we've said try to do flu before boo. Get your flu shot before Halloween. But if people haven't already gotten it by now, not too late. But we do need everybody to get their flu vaccine, and we need everybody to get their fall 2022 COVID vaccine. You can get them the same day, but we need folks to be protected heading into this winter. It's about being protected looking forward, not about going back.
Dr. Allison Arwady is Chicago's public health commissioner, and that was at a press conference, a news conference with Reverend Chris Harris, who is a pastor of Bright Star Church in Bronzeville. And he said that he has buried 150 people that he has loved and cared about who died of COVID. That is an enormous number.
Well, listen to this number. We've had 7,905 Chicagoans die of COVID-19. I know everybody wants to think COVID is over. I'm just as tired of it as everybody else is, but that number continues to tick up. Every week, we have a few more Chicagoans die from COVID, and that tends to be people who aren't up to date with their vaccines, and especially if they're older and not up to date with their vaccines. So getting your vaccine for both flu and COVID this fall is what helps us keep those numbers as low as they can. But yeah, this has hit us like so hard as a city. And my goal is to not have another winter that's been like the last two. Both of the last two winters, we've seen a big surge in respiratory viruses. That includes flu, that includes COVID. And we've got really good, safe vaccines for both flu and COVID that help keep you out of the hospital, help keep you from dying. And that's true for you, but also for those you love around you.
Let's talk about RSV and how it's hitting kids. I used to think it was just a virus that hit children, but adults are getting it now too. Isn't that true?
Yes, adults can get RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. It's a common virus. Pretty much during normal times, almost everybody will have seen RSV at least once, but by the age of two. And usually it will present just like a cold. But adults, it's one of the viruses that can cause colds in adults. It can cause colds in kids. But the problem is that for adults who have underlying conditions, and especially for young children who are still growing, if they have any heart or lung conditions, or if they're just, you know, very young and their airways are still small, it can be really serious. Right now, because for the last couple of years, with all of the hand washing and the masking and the not going to daycare, we didn't see these traditional pediatric diseases circulate as much. And so they're all hitting right now. We have record numbers of children in pediatric hospitals in Chicago. There are days that we only have single digits of our pediatric ICU beds available across the city. And that's from these respiratory viruses. And that's before our flu and COVID season have really hit in a serious way. So I am worried about just this winter and the regular viruses like RSV on top of what we know will be our flu season, on top of what we almost certainly know and predict will be some COVID surge. I just want to keep all of that as low as we possibly can.
So when you talk about the triple combo, you're talking about RSV, COVID, and flu.
Yeah. And not just RSV, the other respiratory viruses that have come back with a vengeance right now. I bet you know a lot more people who have cold symptoms and are just, you know, feeling unwell. We didn't see a lot of that for a couple of years, but it is very much back, and we expect it to keep getting worse, you know, as the cold weather sets in further and we move inside.
I know people can get the vaccine for free right now. Will that change after the first of the year?
We don't know the exact date, but we are hearing signaling that, you know, COVID isn't really going anywhere, much as we might like it to. And the federal government is talking about what's called commercialization of everything for COVID-19. So we've gotten really used to, as a society, as a city, that vaccines should be free for COVID, that treatment should be widely available, that there should not be barriers. But unfortunately, that's not how this country usually treats healthcare, right? And we are hearing that it is likely that this will move into more of the commercial space after the beginning of this year, because honestly, there's been a decision not to continue to push the public funds to support the free COVID vaccines and free COVID treatments in the long term. And the way this country works, if Congress doesn't appropriate funding for that, it has to sort of go into our more traditional healthcare system. So we're working to combat that as much as we can as a health department. We certainly will continue to buy COVID vaccines as much as we're able to make them free. But another good reason to get your fall 2022 COVID booster, whether you've ever had a COVID booster in the past or not, you need to get one this fall, is because right now it is all still entirely free of charge, and that may not be true after the first of the year.
So if you've never been vaccinated for COVID, you still go and get this particular shot?
So if you've never, ever been vaccinated for COVID at all, there is nothing I would love more than to get you started on your COVID vaccines. We would be giving the original COVID vaccines, but we can do that for folks. So it's not too late to go ahead and get started if you've never gotten it. But if your last vaccine for COVID was, whether it was a year and a half ago or whether it was 2 months ago, either way, everybody age 5 and up should get the fall 2022 COVID vaccine, because the thing people don't realize is this fall the vaccine was actually updated to better fight off all the ways that the COVID virus has changed. So when you get your fall 2022 booster, it's made to fight off Omicron. It's made to fight off all of the strains that are circulating now. We do that every year for flu. Every year we make a new flu vaccine that is made to be a good match against all the strains or variants of flu. I think that's what we're going to be doing with COVID long term. Every fall we'll probably make an updated COVID vaccine that the goal is to get you through the winter that is coming. So this is the first time we've really had that, and it's why it's so important for people to get this, one in particular in the fall of 2022.
And Dr. Arwady, do you think that the COVID vaccine will be on the slate of mandated vaccines for school children in Chicago in the future?
It's a really good question. I at this point, we've not seen, partly because it's been this recurrent need to get the boosters, you know, as the virus has continued to mutate. So at the moment, flu vaccines are not mandated for school children. They are very strongly recommended. Every year we have kids die of influenza in Chicago. I don't think everybody knows that. But they haven't been mandated, partly because you have to get one every year. I think that's where we're going with COVID, but just because the virus changes so much, it probably is going to be an annual vaccine. And the decision of whether that at some point becomes required for school is something that I think we're going to keep looking at as a country. But what I do know is that requiring vaccines for some of the other diseases where you don't get it every year, you just have to get it, you know, once or in a series when you're younger, that has done a lot to protect our kids against polio, to protect our kids against measles, to protect our kids against all of these other vaccine-preventable diseases. I don't see COVID and flu in a particularly different category from that, but because it's not a one-and-done, it's something that really every year you're probably going to have to update. It has a different implication when you think about requiring it for school.
I'm guessing people in Chicago might be going dressed as Dr. Allison Arwady for Halloween tonight. You know, like one of those little kids. That would be so fun.
And I would love to see a picture of that if anybody is doing that. But I don't really care. You know, I don't want to be famous for COVID. I don't want to be on the radio and the TV talking about COVID this fall. I want us to put this pandemic behind us. And that's why we're pushing folks to get their vaccines this, you know, ahead of Halloween here. We've been saying get your booster shot, for Halloween.
And what are we going to get if we knock on your door? What kind of candy are you passing out?
You know, I'm passing out candy with my little nieces and nephews, so whatever they chose is what we'll be handing out. But I'm sure it's the good stuff.
Thanks for joining us. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Dr. Allison Arwady on The Lisa Dent Show. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.